It's just fantastic, and every school's different, and we do different projects, and it's just fantastic. And you just see all the little faces, like utter joy. Obviously, when you do comprehensives, there's no joy at all, but they're quite enthusiastic when you hear them later on.
But presumably, this is your chance to meet your customer.
Yeah, exactly. And I know what kids like now. And obviously, having George, my two-year-old, I know what he likes. He likes, you know, Feynman Sam and dinosaurs, and so now I'm getting quite a lot of ideas for books and things that way.
So what's your favourite bit about working with children?
Just the faces and just bouncing off their energy. Obviously you have like big groups of 60 children that just, you know, they're all laughing and enjoying it, and they're actually learning as well. So you think that some of them are actually going to be influenced enough to do art as a career. I either wanted to do this or do children's TV presenting, which I never got round to doing really.
Well, never say never.
Oh no, I'm too old and wrinkly now.
How have you found the children that you've been working with here today?
They've been lovely. They were really quiet at first this morning. I thought, oh no. But they were like 5 and 6, you know. They're a bit older, a bit more cool. But, you know, the little ones have been absolutely lovely. And I think they do take a lot back with them in their heads, because I'll show them how to draw like a panda using a potato shape, or, you know, a rhino drawing with a baked bean shape, or, you know, silly things like where not to put clouds and, you know, how to do speech bubbles. So they all pick up lots of tips. And I've also given the teachers lots and lots of worksheets so they can further on and, you know, develop the projects further.
And you were saying about, you know, people were advising you not to go into art, but I know that one of the things you say you love most is trying to encourage children to take up art as a career.
Yeah, well, I mean, in lots of these sorts of schools, you know, the kids, it's all about curriculum and, you know, but, I mean, a lot of British schools, obviously there's not enough time for art, PE, music, but you come out to these schools and just like looking at the walls around you, you just get inspired looking at, you know, rainforest projects, and I mean the teachers must put so much effort into, you know, creating beautiful bits of work, but, you know, doing the displays, it all takes time, but, you know, it does get appreciated when you come.
And have you had a chance to see much of Brunei?
Yes, we have had a lot of chance, because obviously the school day finishes at like 1:30, so we've been hitting the shops, we've been on river boats at sunset, we went to Tumbrong on Saturday, spent the whole day there. I've had a lovely massage, I've had my nails done. I've never looked so good. Well, actually saying that, I'm really tired. So my eyes are just really boggly.
Do you think you might have a Brunei-inspired book in you now?
Oh, well, I think so. Now I know how to draw tropical trees and the rivers. And we didn't see any proboscis monkeys. But yes, I think so. I think I have one in me to do in a jungle, in a rainforest. But yes, yeah, definitely, yeah.